welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We have a lot to report today.
We do, yeah. We are just overwhelmed and excited. And I must first say that thankfully you are not in the studio with us right now because I just fed the cats before.
Oh, are you going to tell this?
I'm going to,
yeah. Oh, mercy.
Yeah, so I just fed the cats before we came to the studio. And I opened up this, I think it's called Cats in the Kitchen is the name brand.
Yes.
So we try to buy healthy cat food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't just buy Purina generally, but we, you know, we order from Chewy and, you know, we get massive orders of food. And so I opened this Cats in the Kitchen pouch, which the cats love, and it's called Pumpkin Jack Splash.
Yum.
Yeah. So it has like some kind of seafood and pumpkin and I don't know what all, but for some reason when I opened it, it like sprayed all over my face and my hair.
Ew.
So I really kind of smell foul right now.
Emphasis on the Pumpkin Jack Splash.
Right.
Ugh, yuck.
Okay. So anyway.
I'm glad you're on the other side of
the
studio.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be around me right now.
No.
Abby actually is pretty close to me right now.
She is. I mean,
all the cats are following me right now.
Gee, I wonder why.
I don't know.
I don't know either. We have, oh mercy, I can't believe we started with that, but.
Sorry.
We did. It is a full disclosure podcast.
It is.
Wow. We have some shout outs and we're going to have a little cowbell action on this podcast.
We are. Yay.
Yay cowbell.
We love cowbell.
We do. And as you have seen by now, the title of this podcast is a recap of our first anniversary mercantile opening,
mm-hmm.
which we had this past Saturday, October 27th. And what a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful weather. Started with beautiful weather.
Absolutely.
It had rained the entire day before.
And the leaves are turning.
It's gorgeous.
They're
peak right now.
They are. And so we have this beautiful environment. And beautiful fall foliage. And the mercantile was open.
Uh-huh. For the first time of the season.
First of the season.
We've expanded it a little. We have a little more work to do
in
there.
It is in progress. We've been, doing a lot of physical labor out there.
Yeah. I'm working before work. I went out one morning and started at 4 in the morning, started putting insulation in the walls. You came out at 6 and started working on actually putting covering over the walls
right.
as soon as it was light enough to use a saw.
Right. So we really made a lot of progress on the environment.
Yep.
So it was great.
It was.
And then we were open and the tribe showed up.
They did. And there's always that fear of, okay, what if no one shows up?
Right. Is
because we worked really hard and it's like, okay, are they really going to come out here and see us?
And a few people had said they planned to come out.
They did. And we had a record number of special orders.
We did. The orders just kept pouring in.
We made the same amount of scones this week that we normally make at a peak market.
We did.
And we've never done that out here before.
Not for a special order Saturday.
It
Not
was
at
crazy
all.
And wonderful at the same time.
It was. And I loved doing that baking.
Mm-hmm.
That was an incredible way to start the morning for me.
It was. And we got to start a little bit later. I think we started like at 5 maybe.
At 5, yeah.
That's
was totally
sleeping in.
Total sleep in for a Saturday.
Oh, I think we have Miss Honeybee in the studio
we do.
Now too.
I just saw her coming in to inspect the setup and the cords. But the people came. And carloads.
carloads of people. It was something.
You, our fans, brought your friends.
Oh, my.
You came out to the country for a day of hanging out with people.
Yeah. It was so very cool.
It was.
We didn't get out of this. We pretty much started at the Merc about, 8 in the morning. We started to set up. And we didn't leave until about 3:30 because we had to then tear it back down.
And we had customers and friends and fans
time
the whole day. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, we started off the day with one of our farmers market customers. He came out just to say hi and support us. And that was a great way to start
our
day.
It was a beautiful way to start.
It's perfect.
It was.
And he even helped us out a little bit.
He did.
While we were setting up.
Hey, here.
Yeah, here
this.
You go.
So,
yeah, so
that
we
was
put
fun.
You to work if you're here early.
Right.
Just know that.
Right. And then people came and they just kept coming.
It was constant. It was constant until about 20 minutes until we were going to close.
Right.
And then it slowed down.
And it's been kind of an interesting thing for us because we weren't sure when we started the Mercantile if people would be willing to drive out here and willing to come to the on-site location. We're a little bit off the beaten path, mm-hmm. although not a lot.
Not a whole lot, but a little.
And people came.
They did. And they just kept coming out.
It was overwhelming. It was really, we didn't get to talk to everyone,
We would like to have. Yeah, there were people there that I kind of got a wave at because we have a very small mercantile. And it was regularly, there were probably 12 to 15 people in the Merc at the same time.
Yeah.
And so we didn't really have a chance. I am glad we expanded too. We need that extra space.
We do. And the response was seriously overwhelming. We are so grateful
and
so thankful to all of you who are supporting us and willing to come out and see us and see the store and talk to us.
Oh my gosh. We had some of the best conversations.
We did. When we had time to really chat with folks.
Yeah, it was kind of quick, but.
And then, you know, just to share this place and share this thing that we're creating. It was fun. It was just fun.
Yeah. And there were a couple of times we don't get a good signal in the Merc. So I would have to come to the house a couple of times. People had sent a message. I saw that they would send a message asking a question about our opening. And so I would have to come to the house to answer that.
Right.
Because we can't get a signal out there.
So I'd run to the house
and, you know, send a quick message. And there were just groups of people. The amazing granary,
yes,
which we need to talk about.
We do.
The amazing granary, our corn crib, was full of people almost the entire time. There were groups of people just standing around talking to each other. There were people wandering around the property. It was fabulous.
It absolutely was. And as I'm sure you can tell, we are still excited and hyped and thinking about how do we continue to share this with everyone, with our fans, our tribe. And this level of excitement is really what we have ridden the whole weekend.
Yeah, it is.
And
it was like we went from a pretty low, thinking, can we even get the store open by the 27th, to just like, you all just brought us up to a level that I didn't even realize we could do.
I know. It was just truly amazing.
And we thank you for it.
We do. And let's talk a little bit about the amazing granary and how we came to that name and the winners. And then we'll throw in a little cowbell.
Yeah,
because I like to do a little cowbell.
Yeah, we like cowbell. I mean, that's just fun. We need a cat bell maybe or something.
Ooh, I wonder if we could get a cat bell.
But I don't think cats would do a bell. Okay, that's a whole different. Okay, I digressed again. Sorry about that. I'm a little ADD. So we had this contest, and many of you who are listening right now probably submitted a name, and we appreciate that.
We had great, great submissions.
We did.
It was hard to make a decision.
It was very difficult. We had around 40 submissions, I think, of names for our corn crib. We wanted to name it something unique to us.
It can't just be corn crib.
Yeah, and, you know, well, we won't go over some of the great names that I had that were Nick's.
Thank you for submitting creative, wonderful names so we didn't end up with things like Cornzilla.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
I know you don't.
Okay. So anyway, so we had this contest. So early last week, we met with our advisors and we put all the names out in kind of a blind selection.
We did.
We didn't have the name of the submitter. We just had the name that they submitted. And we went over those one by one.
It was a hard choice.
It was.
I didn't want to rule out any.
No.
But you can't, like, have a string of 40 words.
No. Yeah. You know, and it kind of just needed to fit with what we were doing. And
right.
There were some very, very, very good submissions.
Absolutely.
And it was difficult to choose. But we narrowed it down and just kept narrowing it down until... We didn't decide on one.
We couldn't.
But we decided on two.
We did.
And we felt it was the perfect name.
It just fit. And we came to this conclusion that these two names really described so much. There was so much contained in this name.
Uh-huh.
And we came to...
Amazing... Greenery.
And amazing is spelled AMAIZEING. Maize as in corn. And granary just is that.
It's the barn.
It evokes everything we have in that with how we want to feed people.
Storage and
store up food.
Mm-hmm.
And
it just fits.
It does. So Amazing Granary is now standing on the property.
Yeah.
And that was a beautiful thing. So a cowbell goes out to Linda Scott Barrett and
Shannon Ferris Storm.
Yay to
Yay.
The two of you.
Thank
we have
you.
A lovely picture
yes,
of them.
They were here together, which they totally, that was by accident.
It was.
But they were here together. So if you look at our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, you will see their picture of the winners.
And now a little cowbell for Linda and Shannon.
Yeah.
Thank you to the both of you. We have a couple other cowbells we need to announce.
We do, yeah.
And this is something that just so warmed our heart. As you know, our last podcast was just really talking about the loss of our honeybees and how emotional that was for us. Several of you reached out and offered love and support through gifts to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that just, oh,
and many
my
people
goodness.
Just sympathized with
yes.
our loss of bees. It was amazing to me. And surprising that so many people mentioned, we listened to your podcast. We are so sorry that you lost your bees.
And like you understood what that meant to us from that emotional standpoint of loss and were we a failure and how do we keep it from happening again and how do we talk about it and how do we now rebuild?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a cowbell for Linda, Barb, and Kelly.
Yes.
And then a cowbell for Sam and Alyssa. And a cowbell for Scott. Thank you to each and every one for the love and the support and the gifts that you gave. They were all different, but they were all so mm-hmm. moving and touched us deeply.
They did. And we can't tell you how much they meant to us.
Absolutely. So in case you can't tell, we had an amazing weekend.
We did.
We have the amazing granary.
We do.
We have amazing.
And we may say amazing too much.
We might say amazing.
Possibly.
A few times.
We might.
We have amazing fans and friends and tribe members. If you come here, if you're part of us, you are now our tribe. Mm-hmm,
that's right.
And we embrace you. Mm-hmm. So a final cowbell. And?
Until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.